In this episode, I will show you how I use Google Gemini to summarize the news headlines for me each morning, so I don't have to. My name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 40 of 2025. You're very welcome. I hate reading the mainstream news. For many years, I had subscriptions for various newspapers and news magazines, but I removed all of them from my life with the sole exception of a subscription for the Financial Times. In my home country of Ireland, the overwhelming majority of mainstream media has a pro-government, pro-establishment bias, and it may be the same in your country too. Every newspaper has the same editorial voice. It's boring. As a result, I cannot bring myself to support this with my hard-earned cash via a subscription. Social media is a poor substitute, as that simply replaces the filter of journalism with the filter of the online mob, and neither provides a satisfactory experience when you just want a bite-sized summary of what is happening in your home country each day. Therefore, I look to AI to automate this for me via my favorite AI assistant these days, Google Gemini. I've given Gemini a fair degree of criticism in the past for its poor performance, in particular with image generation, and I will link to a previous episode in the show notes for this one, to that critique. But in recent times, it has improved dramatically, and it is now my primary tool for automating my personal workflows via AI. One interesting thing that Gemini can do for you is to crawl the internet via Google search and provide a summary of findings for you. I decided to use this to provide me with a summary of the news in Ireland each day. Here is my prompt and the results for the first time I ran it. Note I will include the screenshots for the results in the show notes for this episode, and also in the video version of this episode as well, but I will do my best to explain them verbally. So my prompt was, quote, "What is the main news from Ireland today?" End quote. Very simple. As you can see in the results from the first screenshot, it's given me a very nice summary of all the main headlines of the day, which in this question was August 31st, 2025, the day's events in Ireland. So we get a good summary of crime and politics and economics and a little bit of sport. We basically got a good overview of all the things that are in the main headlines in the Irish newspapers today. What's interesting is you can click on any of the sources for these stories to expand a side panel that lists them. As you can see in my second screenshot, the sources are all mainstream media outlets. So without being explicitly told to do so, Gemini is gathering the headlines from, let's say, mainstream media news. So now Gemini reads the mainstream news for me, so I don't have to. Nice. Next up, let's ask Gemini to run the same prompt daily and share the results with me. So here's my second prompt. Quote, "Can you send me such a summary each morning?" End quote. Now we can see a screenshot where Gemini is telling me that it will send me a summary of the main news from Ireland every morning at 8 a.m. It also provides the ability to pause the scheduled job at any time, or I can edit the time or the frequency. Now this is really powerful, guys, because it opens up the opportunity to have AI to carry out tasks for you while you sleep, for example. So now every day at 8 a.m. I get a daily summary of the news headlines in Ireland, which is great. It's one of the first things that I do every morning now is I open my phone and I have the headlines there for the day waiting for me. If you get creative, I'm sure you can tweak your prompt to apply whatever filters you wish. But for now, this simple approach is giving me a nice summary each morning. And of course, you can change this for your country or you can change it to whatever you want. Furthermore, as Gemini can read it out to me in a pleasant artificial voice, it has effectively become my morning podcast. I have to say, guys, I'm really impressed with Google Gemini and AI in general right now. Does it make mistakes? Sure. It can hallucinate, for example. I discussed that in a previous episode. Does it make my life easier? Absolutely. I've said it before on this podcast, but for me, AI is the logical end state for automation. And if you are not using your personal technology to automate aspects of your life for you, then what are you using it for? Remember, guys, the computer is an automation machine. Either you use technology or it uses you. My advice? Make AI your friend and get it to do the work for you. Take care, guys. Talk to you next time.